The presence of the Lord is all over this building.
Guds nærvær er over hele den her bygning.
If you're hungry,
hvis du er sulten,
he's worthy.
Han er værdig.
He wants to touch you tonight.
Han ønsker at berøre dig i aften.
He wants to fill you tonight.
Han ønsker at fylde dig i aften.
A radical encounter tonight.
Et radikalt møde med.
He's always worthy.
Han er værdig.
For all that he's done.
Det begynder.
Over 99 years.
99 år.
In your family, in your town, in your city.
I din familie, i din by.
So if you love the Lord, lift your voice.
Løft din stemme, hvis du elsker Herren.
And tell him.
Og fortæl ham det.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Må alt der har ånde prise Herren.
Your presence, Lord, don't abuse it.
Dit nærvær, Herre.
Don't abuse it.
Dit nærvær, Herre.
So Holy Spirit, we thank you. You are here.
Helligånd, vi takker dig.
We are hungry for more.
Vi er sultne efter mere.
We are nothing without you.
Vi er intet uden dig.
Fill every hungry person tonight.
Fyld hver eneste sultne person i aften.
Fill every thirsty person tonight.
Fyld hver eneste tørstige person i aften.
Fill every young person tonight.
Fyld hver eneste ung i aften.
Fill every older person tonight.
Fyld hver eneste ældre i aften.
I thank you for your presence here.
Tak for dit nærvær her.
We honor your word.
Vi ærer dit ord.
We honor your word.
Vi ærer dit ord.
If you need healing, his presence is here.
Der er helbredelse, hvis du har brug for det. Hans nærvær er her.
As you lift him high.
Når du løfter ham højt.
As you sing of his goodness.
Når du synger om hans godhed.
You're worthy.
Come on, why don't you lift your voice? Skal vi ikke løfte vores stemmer?
And shout out the
praise
God.
Og råbe til Gud. Med
victory,
et sejrsrum. Med et sejrsrum.
Let the old, let the young, let the male,
lad de unge,
let the female,
de gamle, de
let everything
svage,
get his breath.
Lad alt der har ånde, prise Herren.
We bless you, we worship you.
Vi priser dig, vi tilbeder dig, Jesus.
We declare your glory,
vi
we declare your goodness.
Din herlighed, din
hallelujah.
Godhed. Halleluja.
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 Father, let all of Denmark tonight know there is a God.
Far må hele Danmark i aften vide, at der er en Gud.
Let calling, let everywhere
lad,
around
lad
this region here.
Og alle i den her område.
Lord, even if they can't hear physically, let them feel it spiritually.
Selvom de ikke kan høre det fysisk, så lad dem føle det åndeligt.
That you are doing something supernatural in this house.
At du gør noget overnaturligt i det her hus.
In Jesus' name,
and everyone said. Og alle sagde.
Come on, shout amen.
Also, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Give two or three people a high five.
Giv de to eller tre en high five.
Say, I'm so glad you are here.
Og sig, jeg er så glad for, at du er her.
Thank you for standing next to me.
Tak fordi du stod ved siden af mig.
And then make sure you take your seats.
Og så find jeres pladser.
I am so glad the young people are in the room tonight.
Jeg er så glad for, at de unge er i rummet i aften.
But young people,
men unge,
I want you to know something.
Jeg vil gerne, I skal vide noget.
The old people of Denmark are very passionate.
De gamle i Danmark er meget passionerede.
Where's all the old people at?
Hvor er alle de unge eller gamle?
I hear more noise from the old people on this side.
Jeg kan høre mere larm fra de gamle herover.
Any passionate people over 40 years old here?
Er der nogen passionerede over 40 herover?
Any passionate people in the balcony?
Er der nogen passionerede på balkonen?
Man, it is Pastor Jakob.
Pastor Jakob.
My favorite Danish man used to be Peter Schmeichel.
Min favorit dansker plejede at være Peter Schmeichel.
Now he's number two.
Nu er han nummer to.
Because you are my favorite.
Du er min favorit.
Maybe he's number three because I like Johnny.
Måske er han nummer tre, for jeg kan også godt lide Johnny.
Maybe he's number four because I like Lars.
Måske nummer fire, for jeg kan også godt lide Lars faktisk.
Maybe he's number five because I like Joel.
Måske nummer fem, fordi Joel
Maybe
er
he's
også med.
Number, I don't know where
jeg
he
ved ikke, hvad nummer han er på nu lige nu.
John chapter 21.
Johannes kapitel 21.
And while you're turning there, it's on the screen.
Og mens I vender jer dertil, det er på skærmen også.
On behalf of my beautiful wife and myself.
På vegne af min smukke kone og jeg.
It has been truly our humbling honor and privilege to be with you.
Det har været ydmygt og en ydmyg og en ære at være sammen med jer.
We are so connected, even though it's only been a short time.
Vi føler os så forbundne, selvom det kun har været sådan en kort tid.
I'm so filled with expectation of what God can do in this country.
Og jeg er så fyldt med forventning om, hvad Gud kan gøre i det her land.
Ninety-nine
år gammel.
If everybody went look for a lost sheep next year.
Hvis alle går ud og leder efter et mistet får næste år.
We will make the 100th year a double jubilee.
Så er 100 året et dobbelt jubilæumsår.
There will be double celebration.
Fordi så vil der være en dobbelt fejring her.
Freedom.
En dobbelt frihed.
This movement can double in 12 months.
Det her rum kan fordobles på 12 måneder.
If everybody finds the lost one.
Hvis alle finder den mistede en.
We have the 99 here.
De 99 er her.
For 99 years.
I 99 år.
And what I want to read to you is a prophetic picture of what could happen.
Og det jeg gerne vil læse for jer er et profetisk billede på hvad der kunne ske.
So John 21:3-11.
Så Johannes 21 vers 3-11.
I read in English and Johnny reads.
Jeg læser på engelsk og Johnny læser på dansk.
Okay, do you want me to read the whole thing or just one line at a time?
Just the whole thing, yeah.
Just the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, just the whole. I have to listen to him, so he's in charge. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We are going with you also." Be very careful when you're a leader that you are conscious that when you backslide, everyone's going to backslide with you.
Simon Peter sagde til dem, "Jeg tager ud at fiske." De sagde, "Vi tager med dig. Pas meget på i forhold til jeres ledere. Hvis de falder fra, så falder I også fra."
Simon Peter was in a bad mood. He's going back to his fishing.
Simon Peter var i dårlig humør, går tilbage til fiskeriet.
And everyone says the leader is not in a good way, so we'll all go with him.
Og alle siger okay, lederen han har det ikke så godt, vi går ned med ham.
But I want to turn this miracle around.
Men jeg vil gerne vende det her mirakel.
This is the year Denmark goes fishing.
Det er det her år, hvor Danmark tager ud at fiske.
Let's all go fishing for the lost one.
Lad os ud tage ud at fiske efter den fortabte.
And not just Simon Peter going fishing.
Og ikke bare Simon Peter.
Let all of the apostolic church go
Lad
fishing.
Hele apostolsk kirke gå på fisketur.
Amen.
Amen.
They went out and immediately got into the boat and that night they caught nothing.
De tog straks afsted og gik ombord, men den nat fangede de ingenting.
But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
Tidligt om morgenen stod Jesus på strandbredderne. Disciplerne vidste dog ikke, at det var Jesus.
Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No."
Han sagde til dem, "Børn, har I noget mad at spise?" De svarede, "Nej."
And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some."
Han sagde, "Kast nettet ud på højre side, så skal I få fangst."
So they cast and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish.
De kastede ud og nu kunne de ikke trække det ind igen, så mange fisk var der i det.
I want you to notice something.
Jeg vil gerne at I lægger mærke til noget her.
They went fishing and they couldn't catch one fish.
De havde taget ud for at fiske og de kunne ikke fange én fisk.
They couldn't catch one fish.
De kunne ikke fange én fisk.
Unable.
De var ude af stand til.
Then Jesus does a miracle.
Så gør Jesus et mirakel.
And now there's so many fish.
Og nu er der så mange fisk.
And they're still unable.
Og de er stadigvæk ude af stand til.
They're not able to bring the fish to the land.
De kan ikke få dem ind til land.
Whether you have nothing going on or too much going on.
Uanset om der sker ingenting eller for meget.
It's always important to remember we are dependent on God.
Så det er altid vigtigt at vi husker at vi er afhængige af Gud.
I remember a business guy came forward to one of our churches in, I think, in Botswana.
Jeg kan huske,
in Africa.
Der kom en forretningsmand til Botswana, en af vores kirker i Botswana.
And he came for prayer, and our pastor said, "What do you want prayer for?" And he said, "Please help me in my business. There's nothing going on, no clients."
Han kom til pastoren og bad om forbøn og sagde, "Hjælp mig i min forretning. Der sker ingenting. Jeg har ingen klienter."
And so the pastor prayed for him, and he went back.
Præsten bad for ham, og han tog hjem igen.
About 4 weeks later, the same guy came to the front.
Cirka 4 uger efter kommer han samme fyr op til forbøn.
And the pastor remembered.
Og præsten kunne huske ham.
And he thought, "Oh, poor guy, still got no business."
Og siger, "Oh, nej, stakkels mand, han har ikke noget forretning, jo."
I better pray for him again.
Jeg må hellere bede for ham igen.
So he asked him, "You still have no business?"
Så han spørger, "Har du stadig ikke noget forretning?"
He said, "No, after your last prayer, so much business came in. Now I'm coming for prayer because I don't know what to do."
Nej, efter du bad sidste gang, så er der kommet så meget forretning, at nu kommer jeg til forbøn, fordi jeg ikke ved, hvad jeg skal gøre ved det.
Both times he had to come to the front.
Begge gange måtte han komme til forbøn.
Both times he's dependent on God.
Begge gange er han afhængig af Gud.
When he had no work.
Da der ikke var noget arbejde.
When he had too much work.
Og da der var for meget arbejde.
He needed God.
Havde han brug for Gud.
Whether you have nothing going on in your life.
Om der intet sker i dit liv.
Or too much going on in
your
life.
Eller der sker for meget i dit liv.
You need God.
Har du brug for Gud.
When you have nothing, pray for more.
Når du ikke har noget, så beder mere.
And when you have too much, pray for more grace.
Og når du har for meget, så beder mere noget.
But we must always be dependent on God.
Men vi må altid være afhængige af Gud.
The day we lose our dependence is the day we've lost everything.
Den dag vi mister vores afhængighed er den dag vi mister det hele.
Disciples, no fish, can't.
Disciple, ingen fisk.
Now too many fish, can't.
Hvis ikke der er nogen fisk, eller hvis der er for mange fisk, så kan jeg heller ikke.
Vers 7. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea.
Den disciple Jesus elskede sagde til Peter, "Det er Herren." Da Peter, Simon Peter hørte, at det var Herren, bandt han tøjet om sig, han var ellers nøgen, og sprang ud i vandet.
But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish.
De andre disciple kom i båden, de var nemlig ikke langt fra land, kun omkring 200 alen, og de havde nettet med fiskene på slæb.
Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it and bread.
Da de kom i land, så de et bål af trækul, og på det lå der noget fisk og noget brød.
Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught."
Jesus sagde til dem, "Kom med nogle af de fisk, I lige har fanget."
Now this is the verse I want you to pay attention.
Og her er det vers, jeg gerne vil have, I lægger mærke til.
Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken.
Simon Peter gik op i båden og trak nettet på land. Det var fyldt med store fisk, 153 i alt. Men skønt der var så mange, revnede nettet ikke.
There's two miracles in this story.
Der er to mirakler i den her historie.
People only think there's one miracle.
Folk tror kun der er et mirakel.
But there's two.
Men der er to.
The first miracle is 0 to 153.
Det første mirakel er fra 0 til 153.
Nothing to supernatural abundance.
Fra intet til overnaturlig overflod.
I want people to know tonight, if you feel barren, you feel empty.
Hvis du føler dig tom,
God is still a miracle working God.
Så er Gud stadig en mirakelvirkende Gud.
He can supernaturally turn everything around.
Han kan helt overnaturligt vende det hele på hovedet.
And he's still able to do the supernatural in Denmark.
Og han er stadig i stand til at gøre det overnaturlige i Danmark.
We must never forget that.
Det må vi aldrig glemme.
I believe in process.
Jeg tror på proces.
I believe in journey.
Jeg tror på en rejse.
I believe in taking your time.
Jeg tror på at tage sin tid.
I believe in God working slowly.
Jeg tror at Gud arbejder langsomt.
But God is a suddenly God.
Men Gud er også en pludselig Gud.
God can do things really quickly.
Gud kan gøre ting rigtig hurtigt.
He can make tumors disappear immediately.
Han kan få svulster til at forsvinde med det samme.
He can remove disease in a minute.
Han kan fjerne en sygdom på et øjeblik.
He can unlock supply overnight.
Han kan låse forsyninger op hen over natten.
Don't ever forget he's a miracle working God.
Glem aldrig at han er en mirakelvirkende Gud.
Just because you haven't seen it in your life doesn't mean that's not who he is.
Bare fordi du ikke har set det i dit liv betyder det ikke at det ikke er hvem han er.
If you've never seen it but you want to see it.
Hvis du aldrig har set det men gerne vil se det.
Go hang around someone who has seen it.
Så gå ud og hæng ud med nogen der har set det.
And say, "Lord, if you did it for them, you can do it for me."
Og så kan du sige, Gud, hvis du gør det for dem, kan du også gøre det for mig.
If you did it in Norway, you can do it in Denmark.
Hvis du gjorde det i Norge, kan du også gøre det i Danmark.
If you did it in London, you can do it in Denmark.
Hvis du gjorde det i London, kan du gøre det i Danmark.
If you did it in Asbury, you can do it in Denmark.
Hvis du gjorde det i Asbury, kan du også gøre det i Danmark.
If you did it anywhere in the world, you can do it here. You are the same.
Hvis du har gjort det et eller andet sted i
yesterday,
verden, kan du gøre det her.
Today,
fordi du er den samme i går, i dag og til evig tid.
He's still the God who can take zero and make it 153.
Han er stadigvæk den Gud, der kan tage 0 og gøre det til 153.
Last night people got healed.
I går aftes var der mennesker, der blev helbredt.
Instantly.
Og øjeblikkeligt. Vi hørte vidnesbyrd.
But there's a second miracle.
Men der er et andet mirakel.
Nobody talks about this miracle.
Og der er ingen, der taler om det her mirakel.
Because it's not that spectacular.
Fordi det ikke er så spektakulært.
The second miracle is that the nets were strained. There were so many fish, but it didn't break.
Det andet det er at nettene, de var lige ved at sprænges. Der var så mange fisk, men det sprængtes ikke.
You might say that's not a miracle.
Jamen, det er ikke et mirakel.
Yes it is.
Jo det er.
You know, when God can hold your life together.
Når Gud kan holde dit liv sammen.
Some of you have been through major pressure.
Der er nogen af jer, der har været
major
under enormt
crisis.
Pres og meget krise.
You are still here.
Men du er her stadigvæk.
Your life is still together.
Dit liv holder stadigvæk sammen.
Your marriage is still together.
Dit ægteskab holder stadigvæk sammen.
We need to get grateful.
Du har brug for at være taknemmelig.
For the mercy of God.
For Guds barmhjertighed.
That has held you together.
Som har holdt dig sammen.
Although there was so much going on.
Selvom der skete så meget.
Your net isn't broken.
Så dit net ikke gået i stykker.
It's not as spectacular.
Det er ikke så spektakulært.
Let me tell you something that happened to me 4 weeks ago.
Lad mig fortælle noget, der skete for mig for 4 uger siden.
I lost my wedding ring.
Jeg mistede min vielsesring.
But I didn't lose my wife.
Jeg mistede ikke min kone.
If you're going to pick one, just lose the wedding ring,
not
the
wife. Hvis man skal vælge mellem de to, så er det ringen, man skal miste.
For 4 days it was missing.
Den var væk i 4 dage.
I looked everywhere, I couldn't find it.
Jeg ledte alle steder, kunne ikke finde det.
In Malaysia.
I Malaysia.
And the fourth night I went to sleep and I had an amazing sleep.
Og den fjerde aften gik jeg i seng og jeg sov fantastisk.
I woke up the next day because I had a dream in the sleep that someone poked me on the side and said, "Here's your ring."
Og jeg drømte at der var en der sådan lige prikkede mig i siden og sagde, "Her er din ring."
But I woke up the morning and I realized it was a dream, no ring.
Og så vågnede jeg op om morgenen og indså, at det var en drøm, der var stadigvæk ikke nogen ring.
But it was an amazing sleep. It was like God put me to sleep.
Men jeg sov fantastisk, og som om Gud gav mig en sovepille.
I felt so refreshed.
Jeg følte mig så forfrisket.
I got up and I had a shower.
Jeg gik op og brusebad.
And while I'm in the shower, I'm just thanking God and I'm just still looking for my ring, but it's been missing 4 days now. So I've looked in all the usual places.
Så jeg var i brusebad, og kiggede jo stadigvæk efter ringen, men jeg havde jo kigget alle mulige steder, den havde været væk i 4 dage.
And I had no idea, but I was feeling really wonderful.
Og jeg vidste ikke rigtigt, men jeg havde det bare rigtig godt.
I finished the shower and I'm drying myself.
Jeg ved at tørre mig selv efter brusebadet.
As I'm wiping myself with the towel.
Og mens jeg tørrer mig med håndklædet.
I wipe my hands and I pull the towel away.
Så tørrer jeg mine hænder og så trækker jeg håndklædet væk.
And the ring is on my finger.
Og ringen er på min finger.
I promise you.
Jeg lover dig.
I am not an exaggerator.
Jeg er ikke en der overdriver.
I don't make stories up.
Jeg opfinder ikke historier.
I'm logical. I like to have an explanation.
Jeg er logisk. Jeg kan godt lide at have en forklaring på ting.
I have no explanation for this.
Jeg har ingen forklaring på det.
I just stared at it.
Jeg kiggede bare på den.
And then I thought I was dreaming.
Og så troede jeg drømte.
And then I touched it.
Og så rørte jeg ved den.
And I didn't scream because I thought, oh, maybe what happened in the night was my wife found it. She poked me while I was sleeping and she put the ring on my finger.
Og jeg skreg ikke, fordi jeg tænkte, det kunne være, at min kone havde fundet den, og så hun, det var hende, der havde prikket på mig og også sat den på min finger.
But I thought I got up, I couldn't see it, but
maybe
I'm dreaming.
Men jeg synes jo, jeg var vågnet og havde set, den ikke var der, men det kunne være, det var en drøm.
So I went to the room and said, honey, wake up.
Så jeg gik hen, skat, vågn lige.
I need to ask you a question.
Jeg skal lige stille dig et spørgsmål.
She's like, what? I said, did you poke me in the night and put the ring on my finger?
Prikkede du lige til mig i nat og satte en ring på min finger?
She goes, you found your ring.
Har du fundet en ring, sagde
I said, yes.
Ja. Yeah.
She said, where is it?
Hvor er den?
I said, it's on my finger.
Den er på min finger.
She goes, no. Where did you find the ring?
Nej, jeg mener, hvor fandt du den?
On my finger.
På min finger.
She said, what?
Hvad?
Maybe our son did it, so we woke my son up.
Måske var det min søn, der gjorde det, så vækkede vi min søn.
He was just annoyed that I woke him up.
Han var rimelig sur over, at jeg vækkede ham.
Of course he didn't put it on my finger.
Selvfølgelig havde han ikke sat en ring på min finger.
He had no idea what we're talking
about. Han anede ikke, hvad jeg snakkede om.
For the next 2 days, I remember thinking...
Og de næste 2 dage, kan jeg huske, jeg gik og tænkte...
This is so weird.
Det er så underligt, det her.
You know, you can have an experience with God and it's subjective.
Du kan have en oplevelse med Gud, og den er subjektiv.
But I'm looking at something that I cannot deny.
På noget, jeg ikke kan benægte.
And then I started to think,
og så begyndte jeg at tænke,
did an angel come into the bathroom?
Kom der en engel ind i badeværelset?
I said to my wife, the first time you put this on.
Jeg sagde til min kone, den første gang du satte den her på.
Now God put this on.
Nu er det Gud, der har puttet den på.
I better not take it off.
Nu må jeg hellere lade være at tage den af.
After 4 days.
Efter 4 dage.
See, I'm a guy. I lose things all the time.
Ja, jeg er en fyr. Jeg mister ting hele tiden.
Lose your keys, lose your pen.
Nøglerne.
So it's not a shock that something turns up.
Så det er ikke et chok, at jeg mister noget.
After a day or two.
Og efter en dag eller to.
All the guys, you lose things.
Mister I ting, fyr?
Yeah. We lose things.
Vi mister ting.
The miracle is not that I found the ring.
Miraklet er ikke, at jeg fandt ringen.
The miracle is how did it get onto my finger.
Miraklet er, hvordan den kom på min finger.
I didn't find it in the bathroom.
Jeg fandt den ikke i badeværelset.
I found it on my finger.
Den er på min finger. Jeg fandt den der.
That is supernatural.
Det er overnaturligt.
So I get excited about the supernatural.
Så jeg bliver begejstret over det overnaturlige.
But I should be just as excited.
Men jeg skulle være lige så begejstret.
For the 16 years God has held my marriage together.
For de 16 år Gud har holdt mit ægteskab sammen.
That is a bigger miracle.
Det er et større mirakel.
For her.
For hende.
There are some miracles that God has done in your life that you need to look back and say, God, thank you.
Der er nogle mirakler, hvor du skal se tilbage og sige, Gud, tak.
It wasn't as spectacular as this.
Det var ikke lige så spektakulært som det her.
But you held me together.
Men du holdt mig sammen.
God has held the net together for 99 years in this movement.
Gud har holdt nettene sammen i 99 år i den her bevægelse.
He held your marriage through sickness.
Han har holdt dit ægteskab sammen igennem sygdom.
He held your church through division.
Han har holdt din kirke sammen igennem splittelse.
He held your sanity together despite the challenges.
Han har holdt dig ved forstanden selv, om der var udfordringer.
He held your family despite COVID.
Han har holdt din familie sammen på trods af corona.
And you are still here.
Og du er her stadigvæk.
So we need to give God praise.
Så vi skal give Gud
for the miracle of the unbroken net.
Og pris for det mirakler, at nettet ikke sprang.
I have one question.
Jeg har bare et spørgsmål.
Why 153 fish?
Hvorfor 153 fisk?
Now, there are many explanations.
Der er mange forklaringer på det.
And they are probably all good.
Og det er sikkert alle sammen gode forklaringer.
They're probably all correct.
Sikkert alle rigtige.
Deep and meaningful.
Dybe og meningsfulde.
But I'm a simple guy.
Men jeg er sådan en enkel fyr.
I have a simple explanation.
Jeg har en enkel forklaring.
The 154th fish would have broken the net.
Fisk nummer 154 ville have ødelagt nettene.
God said, I want to bless you with fish.
Gud sagde, jeg vil velsigne dig med fisk.
How many can the net handle?
Hvor mange kan det her net holde til?
He knew.
Det vidste han godt.
But that's the nature of God. He knows how much you can handle.
Men det er Guds natur. Han ved, hvor meget du kan holde til.
He will never give you more than you can handle.
Han vil aldrig give dig mere, end du kan holde til.
Even in relation to temptation, he says he will not allow you to go through more than you can handle.
Selv når det drejer sig om fristelse, så siger han, at han ikke vil tillade, at du kommer igennem mere, end du kan håndtere.
The oil in the jars, he'll only pour as much oil as the jars can handle.
Olien i krukkerne, han udgiver kun lige så meget olie, som de krukker kan holde.
Even with talent, he gave each one talent according to their own ability. Your capacity and what he'll pour is always connected.
Eller lignelsen om talenterne, han gav dem alt efter, hvad de kunne håndtere, hvad de kunne formidle. Det er altid kapaciteten, og det du velsignes med, hænger altid sammen.
Another way you've heard it, he won't pour new wine into old wineskin.
Du putter ikke ny vin på noget gammelt, en gammel vinsæk.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because he doesn't want the wine spilled or the vessel killed.
Fordi han ønsker ikke, at vinen skal spilles eller at sækken skal ødelægges.
So he knows your capacity.
Så han kender din kapacitet.
You know, I wanted to get married at 22.
Jeg ville gerne giftes, da jeg var 22.
I got married at 32.
Jeg blev gift, da jeg var 32.
I'm like, God, why aren't I getting my wife
now? Gud, hvorfor får jeg ikke min kone nu?
He knows my capacity.
Han kender min kapacitet.
He knew what he was about to bring into my net.
Og han vidste, hvad det var, han ville bringe ind i mit net.
And he said, son, you need to grow.
Han sagde, søn, du må vokse lidt.
He knows sometimes God won't answer your prayer.
Nogle gange svarer Gud ikke på din bøn.
Because he doesn't want to kill you with the answer.
Fordi han ikke ønsker at slå dig ihjel med svaret.
You know, there's probably business people that you know saying, "Lord, just give me billions of kroner."
Der er sikkert forretningsfolk, der siger, "Herre, vil du give mig millioner af mennesker af kroner?"
For your kingdom, Lord.
Til dit rige, herre.
I mean for you.
Jeg er der for dig.
And the angels must be going.
Og englene.
God is saying, "Shall we give him a billion kroner?"
Gud siger, skal vi give ham en million eller en milliard?
God knows if he gave you the billion kroner.
Gud ved, at hvis han gav dig den der milliard kroner.
He'll never see you at church again.
Vil aldrig se dig i kirken igen.
You'll be on your yacht out in the middle of the North Sea.
Du vil være på din yacht et eller andet sted ude i Nordsøen.
And so he goes, you know, who knows what you do with it?
Hvem ved, hvad du vil gøre?
So he says, let me see how they handle.
Så han siger, lad mig se, hvordan de håndterer.
Maybe let's give them 153 kroner.
Lad os give dem 143 kroner. Eller 153 kroner, ja.
Sometimes, you know, there are people praying for revival all over this nation.
Der er mennesker, der beder om vækkelse ud over hele det her
land. God, give us revival.
Herre, giv os vækkelse.
Double my church.
Fordobbel min kirke.
Triple this movement.
Tredobbel den her bevægelse.
Give me more.
Giv mig mere.
And God says, if I give you more fish,
og Gud siger, hvis jeg giver dig mere fisk,
the net will break.
Så går nettene i stykker.
That second miracle of God holding the net together.
Det andet mirakel, hvor Gud holder nettene sammen,
is so important.
Er så vigtigt.
Because if not for the second miracle, the first miracle is wasted.
Fordi hvis ikke der var, det var for det andet mirakel, det første mirakel være spildt.
So what are you praying for that you feel God hasn't given you?
Så hvad er det du beder for, du føler Gud ikke har givet dig endnu?
Don't stop praying big prayers.
Lad være med at holde op med at bede store bønner.
But here's what you should be praying.
Men her er hvad du skal bede.
Enlarge my capacity.
Udvid min kapacitet.
Make me the person who can handle what I'm asking for.
Gør mig en person der kan håndtere det jeg beder dig om.
Some of us are asking for audacious things and God knows that our capacity needs to grow before he can trust you with the answer.
Nogle af os beder om storslåede ting og Gud ved at din kapacitet må vokse før han kan betro dig de storslåede ting.
Which is why the question is, Lord, how do I increase my capacity?
Og derfor er spørgsmålet, Herre, hvordan forøger jeg min kapacitet?
How does every church increase its capacity?
Hvordan forøger en kirke sin kapacitet?
How does this movement increase its capacity?
Hvordan forøger den her bevægelse sin kapacitet?
Because the principle is, the stronger the net, the greater the catch.
Fordi princippet er jo, jo stærkere et net, jo større fangst.
Everyone say, look at your neighbor, the one you like more.
Se på din nabo, den er den du bedst kan lide.
Say, the stronger the net.
Og se, jo stærkere et net,
the greater the catch.
Jo større en fangst.
Look at the other person you rejected.
Se på ham du forkastet.
Say, the stronger the net.
Og se, jo større,
the greater the catch.
Net, jo stærkere, større fangst.
Do you know?
Ved du?
Our church started in 2006. I went to Malaysia.
Vores kirke startede i 2006. Jeg tog til Malaysia.
These are two terrible pictures.
Det er to ret dårlige billeder.
It looks like the pictures from the 1970s.
De ser ud som om de er fra 70'erne.
But it's actually 2006.
Men det er faktisk 2006.
That's me on the left sitting down in a chair.
Det er mig til venstre der sidder i en stol.
It's the first service, I'm already tired.
Det er den første gudstjeneste, jeg er allerede træt.
Those five guys, I don't know who they are.
De fem der, jeg ved ikke hvem det er.
The ones who are standing there looking like they're under arrest.
Dem som ser der, så ud som om de lige er blevet arresteret.
You know why they came to that house?
Ved I hvorfor de kom til vores hus?
I had one friend. I said, if you have any friends, invite them to the house. I'll buy them noodles.
Jeg havde en venner, jeg sagde, hvis du har nogen venner, så inviter dem til huset, så giver jeg nudler.
So they all came.
Så de kom.
Where's the noodles?
Hvor er nudlerne?
About 12 people.
12 mennesker.
And so I said, before the noodles, I need to tell you my story.
Og jeg sagde, før nudlerne får I lige min historie.
I'm sitting down there, my Bible is open.
Så jeg sidder der, min Bibel er åben.
To John 21.
På Johannes 21.
I read this passage.
Jeg læste den her passage.
And I said,
og jeg sagde,
one day we will have 100 people in this church.
En dag kommer der til at være 100 mennesker i den her kirke.
And the people are looking at each other like, huh?
Og de kirker,
where's the noodles?
Hvor er nudlerne?
What church?
Hvilken kirke?
We didn't come for church.
Vi er ikke kommet for at komme i kirke.
We came for noodles.
Vi kom efter nudler.
But I had an encounter with God.
Men jeg havde møde med Gud.
I was so filled with faith.
Jeg var fuld af tro.
And I was teaching them about the net.
Og jeg lærte dem om net.
I said, if we can build a strong net.
Og sagde, vi kan bygge et stærkt net.
We can have 100 people one day in this church.
En dag kan vi have 100 mennesker i denne kirke.
And they're just like, where's the noodles?
De sagde bare, hvor er nudlerne?
Do you know? Thank God the next week 100 people didn't come.
Gudskelov kom der ikke 100 den næste uge.
You imagine if 100 people walked through my church next week.
Forestil dig, der var kommet 100 ind i min kirke ugen efter.
I would have said go home.
Jeg ville, så ville jeg have sagt gå hjem.
I don't know what to do with you.
Jeg aner ikke hvad jeg skal gøre ved det.
Don't go to hell but go home.
Du skal ikke gå til helvede, men du skal gå hjem.
Because I had no capacity to take care of 100
fordi
people.
Fordi jeg havde ingen kapacitet til at tage mig 100 mennesker.
But as the church has grown,
men som kirken er
in every
vokset,
city, in every country,
i hver by, i hvert land.
Now, today, on a normal weekend globally,
nu på en normal weekend globalt set,
about 500 new people come through the doors every week.
Kommer
new
omkring 500 nye mennesker ind i vores kirke hver eneste uge.
That's a lot of people.
Det er mange mennesker.
But the net is now strong enough to
men
handle the catch.
Nettet er nu stærkt nok til at kunne holde til fangsten.
That's why we need the prophetic to declare revival in Denmark.
Det er derfor vi har brug for det profetiske til at erklære vækkelse i Danmark.
But we need the net builders to start building the nets so the revival can be carried to shore.
Men vi har brug for netbyggerne som er i gang med at bygge net så at vækkelsen kan trækkes ind på bredden.
We need the principalities torn down and we need the devils cast out.
Vi har brug for magter og myndigheder der rives ned og djævle der smides ud.
We need the crusades and we need
Vi har brug for kampagnerne.
We need open heavens.
Vi har brug for åbne himle.
But we need net builders who can actually bring
men
this thing to
shore. Men vi har brug for
nogen
der bygger net, som kan lave forbindelser til
de mennesker.
Because
God will not give you more fish than you can handle.
Fordi Gud giver dig ikke flere fisk end du kan
håndtere. Whether it's your business,
om det er din forretning, i din tjeneste,
your family,
i din familie,
whatever you're going through.
Uanset hvad du går igennem.
So I just want to simply leave you with two things that I believe is timeless.
Så jeg vil bare give dig to ting, som jeg tror er nogle tidsløse principper.
This is not for the pastors.
Det her er ikke for præsterne.
This is for everyone who calls himself a Christian.
Det er for alle, som kalder sig kristne.
Although if you're a pastor, I want to give you the confidence to speak about this proudly.
Men hvis du er præst, vil jeg give dig mod til at tale om det her stolt.
There's two things that strengthen the net.
Der er to ting, der styrker nettet.
Number one, connection.
For det første, forbindelse.
You think about a net, it's individual threads that are connected.
Hvis du tænker på et net, så er det individuelle tråde der er forbundet med hinanden.
Imagine if the 11 guys going fishing all took an individual fishing line and went fishing.
Forestil dig hvis de 11 der var ude og fiske, de hver sag tog sin egen snøre og så kastede de
and
den ud.
And all fishing on the side of the boat.
Og de fiskede alle sammen ned ad siden af båden.
That night they catch nothing.
Og den der aften fangede de ingenting.
And then Jesus turns up and says, bam, miracle.
Og så siger Jesus, bang, mirakel.
How many fish will they catch?
Hvor mange fisk vil de fange?
11.
11?
Because a single fishing line can only catch one fish.
Fordi en enkelt snøre kan kun fange en fisk.
At a time.
Ad gang.
So Jesus' miracle would have been 0 to 11.
Så Jesus' mirakel ville være fra 0 til 11.
But imagine if they all brought their fishing line and said, guys, let's make a net.
Men tænk, hvis de tog deres snøre, og så sagde de, lad os lave et net.
Trade in our individual ministries, individual fishing lines, individual ideas.
Lad os skifte vores individuelle tjenester, vores individuelle idéer.
And Jesus make a net.
Og så lad Jesus lave et net.
Now with a net, you can catch 153 fish.
Fordi med et net kan du fange 153 fish.
That's the power of connection.
Det er den kraft, der er i forbindelse.
One can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight.
En kan slå 1,000, to kan slå 10,000.
There is a synergy, there's a multiplication.
Der er en synergi, der er noget multiplikation.
Who you connect to increases your capacity.
Dem du forbinder dig med, connecter dig med, det forøger din kapacitet.
If the thread in the net says I don't want to connect, it's called a hole.
Hvis der er en tråd i det her net, som siger jeg har ikke lyst til at forbinde mig, så kaldes det et hul.
People are like, I got God, I don't need to connect with people. You are a hole in the body of Christ.
Jeg vil bare have Gud. Jeg har ikke brug for at forbinde mig med nogen mennesker, så er du et hul i Kristi læme.
Because this is the net in Denmark tonight.
Fordi det her er nettet i Danmark i aften.
Every person is needed.
Hver eneste person er nødvendig.
You all can't connect to everyone, but everyone must connect to someone.
Du kan ikke forbinde dig med alle, men alle skal forbinde sig med nogen.
Do you know you've heard about draft horses where one can pull 50 kilos but two can pull 120 kilos.
Jeg hørte om de der trækheste, hvor en kan trække 50 kilo, men to kan trække 250 kilo.
There's an old African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone.
Hvis du, der er et gammelt afrikansk ordsprog, der siger, hvis du gerne vil gå hurtigt, så skal du gå alene.
But if you want to go far, go together.
Hvis du gerne vil gå langt, skal du gå sammen med nogen.
Look at the person next to you, say, I'm with you.
Se på den ved siden af dig og sige, jeg er med dig.
You.
Jeg er helt med.
Look at the other person and say, let's do this together.
Lad os gøre det sammen. Kig på den anden og sige det.
I'm connected.
Sige, jeg er forbundet.
See, let those of us who are strong lift up those that are weak.
Lad dem af os, som er stærke, løfte dem, som er svage.
The young people need the older people.
De unge har brug for de gamle.
The old people need the younger people.
De gamle har brug for de unge.
The men need the women.
Mændene har brug for kvinderne.
The women need the men.
Kvinderne har brug for mændene.
The media team need the worship team.
Mediateamet har brug for lovsangsteamet.
The worship team need the usher team.
Lovsangsteamet har brug for mødeværterne.
The team need the intercessors.
Mødeværterne har brug for forbederne.
The intercessors need the finance people.
Forbederne har brug for økonomifolkene.
We all need one another.
Vi har alle sammen brug for
and
hinanden.
Together we are a giant net.
Og sammen er vi et kæmpe net.
And the larger the net, the stronger the catch.
Og jo større nettet er, jo større fangst kommer der.
That's why I believe in small groups.
Det er derfor jeg tror på små grupper.
So pastors, when you are saying, you know, church, please join my life group, connect group. What do they call it here?
Så præster, når du siger, kom ind i vores cellegruppe, eller hvad I kalder den.
Don't apologize.
Så lad være med at undskylde.
Don't feel bad.
Lad være med at føle dig dårligt tilpas.
You're not just clogging up their calendar.
Det er ikke bare sådan, at du fylder noget ind i deres kalender.
You are saving them from disaster.
Du frelser dem fra undergang.
The Bible says, let those of us who are strong.
Bibelen siger, lad dem så er, som er stærke.
Lift up them that are weak.
Løfte dem, som er svage.
I read that thought, oh, Jesus, I pray I'm the strong one.
Jeg læste det der og tænkte, herre, jeg beder om, jeg er den stærke.
So I can lift up the weak ones.
Så jeg kan løfte de svage.
But that's not what it means.
Men det er ikke det, det betyder.
It, strong and weak are not labels on your life.
Stærk og svag er ikke nogen markader på dit liv.
They are seasons in your life.
Det er sæsoner i dit liv.
There's a season where I'm strong and you're weak.
Der er en sæson hvor jeg er stærk og du er svag.
And I lift you up.
Og så løfter jeg dig op.
But there's seasons where you're strong and I'm weak.
Men der er sæsoner hvor du er stærk og jeg er svag.
And you have to lift me up.
Og så hvor du løfter mig op.
Let those of us who are in a season of strength lift up those of us who are weak.
Lad dem her som er i en sæson med styrke løfte dem som er svage.
That's why it is so important we are connected to one another.
Det er derfor det er så vigtigt at vi er forbundet med hinanden.
And church is connected to the movement.
Og kirker er forbundet med bevægelsen.
Connecting with one another,
forbinder
reaching
med
out
hinanden
one another.
Og rækker ud efter hinanden.
The second part that increases your capacity.
Det andet der forøger din kapacitet.
You can see it. Your capacity is like a math equation is your willingness to connect and your willingness to carry.
Matematikformel her, det er din villighed til at forbinde og din villighed til at bære.
Imagine you are one of the threads in the net.
Forestil dig at du er en af de tråde der er i nettet.
Every thread in the net is connected.
Hver tråd i nettet er forbundet.
But every thread must be willing to carry.
Men hver eneste tråd må også være villig til at bære.
To contribute.
Til at bidrage.
To lift.
Til at løfte.
You know, if imagine if the thread said, you know, I love the connection in summer camp.
Forestil dig at tråden siger, "Åh, jeg elsker bare de forbindelser vi har her
I
på sommercamp."
I love the relationships.
Jeg elsker relationerne.
The fun,
det sjove vi
the
har.
Food,
maden.
I love the connection.
Jeg elsker de her forbindelser.
But don't ask me to give to missions.
Men du skal ikke bede mig om at give til mission.
Don't ask me to clean up the confetti.
Du skal ikke bede mig om at fjerne alt det her konfetti efter mødet.
Don't ask me to do work.
Du skal ikke bede mig om at arbejde.
I don't want to be an usher.
Jeg vil ikke være mødevært.
I just want to connect.
Jeg vil bare connecte.
The net that doesn't connect and carry is weak.
Det net som ikke både forbinder sig og bærer er svagt.
You know, I want to tell you something. You were created to contribute.
Jeg vil gerne sige noget til dig. Du er blevet skabt til at bidrage.
Let me help the pastors again.
Lad mig lige hjælpe præsterne
igen. Pastors?
Hvor er præsterne?
Pastors, wave your hands.
Præster, hvor sidder I?
They're all this section, so I'll talk to you.
Det er mest herovre, så.
I used to be so scared to tell my church.
Jeg plejede at være så skræmt af at fortælle min kirke.
Please volunteer.
Vil I ikke nok være frivillige?
We need some help.
Vi har brug for hjælp.
I'm so sorry.
Jeg er ked af det.
You are very busy.
Jeg ved godt, I er travlt.
And you probably don't want to help.
Jeg gider nok ikke at hjælpe.
So I apologize in advance.
Så undskyld på forhånd.
But please, can you help?
Vil I ikke nok hjælp?
I stopped doing that.
Det har holdt op med at gøre.
Not because I'm a bad guy.
Ikke fordi jeg er en slem fyr.
I'm still polite.
Jeg er stadig høflig.
But I realized everybody was born to create.
Men jeg har indset, at alle er blevet født for at skabe noget.
Everybody was born to contribute.
Alle er blevet født for at bidrage med
noget. We are members of a body.
Vi er medlemmer på et legeme.
Any member of the body that's not functioning, something's wrong.
Og hver eneste medlem på legeme der ikke fungerer, så er der noget galt.
Now we're all different.
Vi er alle sammen forskellige.
If you're an older person, don't lift chairs.
Hvis du er en ældre person, så lad være med at gå og stable stole.
But you can lift in prayer.
Men du kan løfte i bøn.
Maybe you're a young person.
Måske er du ung.
Maybe you can give some time.
Måske kan du give noget tid.
Maybe you're a business guy, you can give some finance.
Måske er du forretningsmand og kan give økonomi.
But the stronger the church in Denmark,
men jo stærkere kirken i Danmark,
the more fish God will add to your net.
Jo flere fisk kan Gud lægge i jeres net.
If the intercessors are declaring revival,
hvis forbederne de erklærer vækkelse,
but there's not people to connect and carry,
men der er ikke nogen til at forbinde sig og til at bære,
God will say here's 153.
Så vil Gud sige her 153.
You know, in a body, in a physical body, there's muscle and fat.
I en fysisk krop, så er der muskler og fedt.
I'm not being funny.
Og det er ikke for at være sjov.
So I'm not meaning to offend anyone.
Det er ikke for at støde nogen.
But the question is, in the body of Christ,
men spørgsmålet er, i Kristi legeme,
are you muscle or fat?
Er du muskel eller fedt?
Because someone is doing the heavy lifting.
Fordi der er nogen, der tager de tunge løft.
See, if I'm fat in my body, it's my problem. But if I'm fat in his body, it's our problem.
Hvis jeg er fed i min krop, så er det mit problem. Men hvis jeg er fed i hans krop, så er det vores problem.
You're like, but I don't know what I can do. I can't sing.
Men
I can't pray
kan
like
gøre.
That.
Jeg kan ikke synge, eller jeg kan ikke bede sådan der.
Go to your pastor. Say, pastor, I'm here to serve. What can I do?
Gå til din præster og sig, jeg er her for at tjene. Hvad kan jeg gøre?
And all the pastors said.
Og alle præsterne sagde.
You know, I was in Malaysia once with traveling with a friend, and he lost his wallet on the plane.
Jeg var i Malaysia og rejste med en ven, og han mistede sin pung på flyet.
And so we went to the airport to the lost and found counter.
Så vi gik hen til hittegods der på i lufthavnen.
I saw the sign lost and found.
Og der stod tabt eller mistet og fundet.
So I ring the bell, ding 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 ding.
Så jeg ringede på klokken, ding ding.
And finally, and a lady comes up.
Og endelig kom der en kvinde
frem. She goes, yes.
Hun siger ja.
I said, excuse me. I'm sorry. My friend just came in from the flight.
Min ven er lige kommet det her fly.
MH something.
MH et eller andet.
And he lost his wallet. We just want to report the wallet missing in case someone brings it in.
Og han har mistet sin pung, og vil bare gerne lige indrapportere det, så hvis der er nogen der finder den.
Do you know what she did?
Ved du hun gjorde?
And I was looking at her like,
og jeg kiggede på hende.
What's wrong with her?
Hvad er problemet?
She looked disgusted.
Hun så på mig med afsky.
She just rolled her eyes, stared at us.
Rullede med øjnene og kiggede på os.
How can you lose your wallet?
Hvordan kan du miste din pung?
And I'm thinking.
Og jeg tænker.
We're at the lost and found counter.
Vi er her. Tabt, fundet. Skranke.
This is where you come when you've lost something.
Det her du kommer når du har mistet
Why
noget.
Why is she so disgusted we lost something?
Hvorfor føler hun lige frem afsky over vi så har mistet noget?
And then I realized something.
Og så indså jeg noget.
She probably likes the other half of a job, the found part.
Hun kan nok lide den anden del af jobbet, den der hvor man har fundet noget.
She likes when people finds the wallet.
Hun elsker når mennesker finder en pung.
She doesn't like when people lose the wallet.
Men hun elsker faktisk ikke når mennesker mister den.
We must be the church that doesn't just love the found part, we must love the lost.
Vi må være kirken som ikke kun kan lide den der vi finder den, men også de fortabte.
The lost meant she had to do some work.
Det fortabte betød hun skulle arbejde.
To find the lost, we need to do some work.
Og for at finde de fortabte, så må vi arbejde.
To carry.
Så må vi være nogen der er villige til at bære.
We need people are willing to go out.
Vi har brug for mennesker der er villige til at gå ud.
We need people who are willing to connect and to carry.
Vi har brug for mennesker der er villige til at forbinde sig og til at bære.
People say, Pastor, you cannot talk to people like this.
Pastor, sådan kan du ikke tale til mennesker.
That is so strong.
De er så stærke.
People will think you're a cult.
Folk vil synes at det er sådan en kult, en sekt.
You can't demand anything.
Du kan ikke kræve noget.
We're not demanding.
Nej, vi kræver ikke.
Because they say things to me like this, Pastor, you got to understand, the church is like a hospital.
For de siger, jamen, præsten, må du forstå det. Kirken er jo ligesom sådan et hospital.
And I say, yeah, I know, it's a hospital.
Ja, jeg ved godt, det er et hospital.
But it's a different kind of hospital.
Men det er en anden slags hospital.
This kind of hospital is the only hospital where you come in a patient, but you leave a physician.
Det er det eneste slags hospital, hvor du kommer ind som patient, men du forlader som læge.
Because Jesus doesn't just heal you in the church,
Fordi
he makes
Jesus
you able to heal others.
Helbreder dig ikke bare i kirken, han gør dig i stand til at læge andre.
This is the only place where you come in like a spectator, but you leave a soldier.
Det er det eneste sted, du kommer ind som tilskuer, men du forlader det som soldat.
Where you come in as a crowd, but you leave as a carrier.
Du kommer ind som en skare, men du går ud som en, der bærer.
Where you come in as a cripple, but you leave leaping and laming, praising God.
Hvor du kommer ind som krøbling, men du kommer ud og hoppende, dansende og prisende Gud.
Because God is not just taking you out of hell.
Fordi
he
Gud
wants to give you the ability to impart heaven.
Fordi Gud tager dig ikke bare ud af helvede, han vil gerne give dig evnen til at indgyde himlen.
The future of Denmark belongs to those who will connect and those who will carry.
Danmarks fremtid ligger hos dem som vil forbinde sig og som vil bære.
Carry his presence.
Bære hans nærvær.
Carry responsibility.
Bære ansvar.
Carry hard work.
Bære hårdt arbejde.
Carry the lost.
Bære de fortabte.
Carry the found.
Bære de fundne.
And say, God, I will be part of this net.
Gud, jeg vil være en del af det net her.
Do you know when I pray for someone with a bad shoulder, I don't pray, Lord, just take away the pain.
Når jeg beder for en der har en dårlig skulder, så beder jeg ikke bare Herre, tag bare lige smerten væk.
I say, Lord, heal the shoulder so good that
Herre,
he can actually lift again.
Helbred den her skulder så godt at han må kunne løfte igen.
If I'm praying for a marriage that is almost divorced.
Hvis jeg beder for et ægteskab som er lige ved at blive skilsmisse.
I don't say, Lord, just keep them out of the divorce court.
Så siger jeg ikke, Herre, bare lige hold dem ud af skilsmisseretten.
I say, Lord, turn this marriage around so that they
så
will be a blessing to other marriages
Herre,
in the future.
Herre, vend det her ægteskab, så de bliver en velsignelse for andre ægteskaber fremover.
When I'm praying for a person who's going through financial crisis.
Når jeg beder for en som går igennem en økonomisk krise.
I don't just say, Lord, please save them from bankruptcy.
Så siger jeg ikke bare, Herre, red dem fra konkurs.
I say, Lord, turn this business so far around
her,
that they will be a blessing and be able to be a philanthropist to many.
Den her virksomhed, så at de må være en velsignelse og være med til at give til andre.
Yes, it's a hospital, but it's a place where God transforms you so that you become a part of the answer and a part of the miracle and a part of the revival that's coming.
Det er et hospital, men det er et sted, hvor Gud forvandler dig, så du kan blive en del af resultatet og svaret og den vækkelse, som kommer.
So tonight, God is going to join this net supernaturally.
Så i aften så vil Gud sætte det her net sammen overnaturligt.
That's why it's not coincidence the younger people are here.
Det er derfor det ikke er tilfældigt, at de unge de er her.
There's not three nets, there's one net.
Der er ikke tre net, der er et net.
It's a supernatural net.
Det er et overnaturligt net.
It's a united net.
Det er et forenet net.
Every church.
Hver eneste kirke.
Every age.
Hver eneste alder.
Together.
Sammen.
The crippled man that four people they carried him to his miracle.
Krøblingen, hvor der var fire mænd, der bar ham hen til hans mirakel.
Four carriers.
Der var fire, der bar ham.
One carried.
En, der blev båret.
They make a hole in the roof.
Så lavede de et hul i taget.
They let him down.
Sinkede ham ned.
Jesus forgives him and heals him.
Jesus tilgiver ham,
helbreder ham. You know what he says to him?
Og ved du, hvad han så siger til ham?
Arise.
Rejs dig.
Pick up your mat.
Tag din båre.
Carry your mat.
Bær din båre.
And go out of here.
Og gå ud herfra.
It was not because there was no ushers.
Det var ikke fordi der ikke var nogen medværter.
Jesus was signifying a prophetic shift in this man's life.
Jesus han viste et profetisk skifte for manden.
You were carried your whole life.
Du er blevet båret hele dit liv.
Now be a carrier.
Nu skal du være en der bærer.
He could have said, "Lord, I'm new."
Han kunne sagt, "Herre, jeg
I just got healed.
Jeg er lige blevet helbredt, jo.
I need 6 months in this church."
Jeg har lige brug for at være her 6 måneder.
Jesus said, "No, from now, be
Jesus
a carrier."
Fra nu skal du være en der bærer.
Four people carried you to your miracle.
Der var fire der bar dig til dit mirakel.
You know, everybody in this room, whether you realize it or not, people carried you to this place.
Alle herinde, uanset om du ved det eller ej, så er der nogen der har båret dig til det sted du er lige nu.
Maybe it was your grandmother's prayer.
Måske er det din bedstemors bønner.
Maybe it was your parents' discipline.
Måske er det din forældres
Maybe
disciplin.
Maybe it's a friend who invited you to
Måske
church.
Måske er det en ven som har inviteret
But
dig til kirke.
But somebody carried you to the place of faith.
Men nogen har båret dig til det her sted med tro.
They didn't carry you and I to here so we can lie.
Og de har ikke båret du og jeg her så vi nu kan ligge.
In the summer camp and say thank you Lord.
Her på sommercampen og sige tak her.
Tonight is the night the church of Denmark gets up.
I aften er den aften hvor kirken i Danmark skal rejse.
And I'm talking, you know, I'm not here to condemn anybody.
Og jeg er her ikke for at fordømme nogen som helst.
Not everyone can do the same thing.
Ikke alle kan gøre det samme.
But everyone can do something.
Men alle kan gøre noget.
You're like, "Pastor, this is so practical."
Jamen det er så praktisk det her, præst.
You heard the prophetic this morning?
I hørte det profetiske her til
morgen. Now the practical tonight.
Nu kommer det praktiske her i aften.
We need to all be a part of the solution.
Vi bliver nødt til alle sammen at være en del af løsningen.
Because if we're going to ask God for more.
For hvis vi skal bede Gud om mere.
He will not allow the net to break.
Så vil han ikke tillade at nettet går i stykker.
So there are churches here that need to connect with other churches in this movement.
Der er kirker her som har brug for at forbinde sig med andre kirker i den her bevægelse.
Who you connect to?
Hvem forbinder du dig til?
And who you carry with?
Og hvem du bærer sammen med?
Will determine your capacity.
Kommer til at bestemme din kapacitet.
I had one thing on my heart to do before we close tonight.
Jeg havde en ting på mit hjerte, som
the worship team can come.
Vi skal gøre inden vi slutter i aften, lovsangsgruppen må gerne komme op.
I feel like tonight is a divine invitation.
Jeg føler, at der i aften er en guddommelig invitation.
Where God is saying, Denmark, what do you want?
Og Gud han siger, Danmark, hvad vil du have?
Church, what do you want?
Kirke, hvad vil I have?
Tell me what you want.
Fortæl mig hvad I vil have.
But don't tell me what you want just with your prayer.
Men fortæl mig ikke hvad I vil have bare med jeres bøn.
Tell me what you want by your willingness to humble yourself.
Fortæl mig hvad I vil med jeres villighed til at ydmyge jer.
To unite and connect.
Til at forenes og
to stand and say I'll be part of the net.
Stå og sige jeg vil være en del af nettet.
So here's what I want to do.
Så her er hvad jeg gerne vil have vi gør.
I don't know everybody in this room.
Jeg kender ikke alle herinde.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
Men jeg stiller et enkelt spørgsmål.
I need you to listen carefully.
Hør godt efter.
And don't respond unless you want to.
Og lad være med at give gensvar, medmindre du virkelig vil det.
Don't respond unless your heart is in this.
Lad være med at give gensvar, hvis ikke dit hjerte er med i det.
Before our 100-year anniversary next year.
Før det her 100-års jubilæum næste år.
I wonder if in the 99th year God can find a strong net.
Mon i det her 99. 20. år Gud kan finde et stærkt net.
You might not know exactly what it looks like, but if you can say,
det kan godt være, du ikke helt ved, hvordan det kommer til at se ud, men hvis du kan sige,
I am willing to connect.
Jeg er villig til at forbinde mig.
Maybe you've just done the journey alone. You need to open up.
Måske har du gjort den her rejse alene, og du har brug for at åbne dig op.
Maybe you need to ring some people more often.
Måske er der nogen, du skal ringe lidt mere til.
Maybe you need to join the small group in your church.
Måske skal du med i en smågruppe i dit hjem, i din kirke.
And you say, I'm willing to carry.
Og du siger, jeg er villig til at bære med.
I don't know how much.
Jeg ved ikke, hvor meget.
I don't know how often.
Jeg ved ikke, hvor tit.
That's up to you.
Det er helt op til dig.
But this net is not the same without you.
Men det her net er ikke det samme uden dig.
Denmark is not the same without
Denmark
you.
Danmark er ikke det samme, den samme uden dig.
Let me ask you a question. What if the 154th fish was your relative?
Hvad nu hvis den fisk nummer 154, det var din slægtning?
What if the 154th fish that God once saved cannot get in because we have lazy threads in the net?
Hvad nu hvis fisk nummer 154, som Gud ønsker frelst, ikke kan komme ind, fordi vi er don't net?
I know you've had your own journey.
Jeg ved, at du har haft din rejse.
But we are praying for a revival in Denmark.
Men vi beder om vækkelse i Danmark.
So tonight I want to know who's in the net.
Så i aften vil jeg gerne vide, hvem der er en del af nettet.
And if you say, I'm prepared to connect and I'm prepared to carry.
Og hvis du siger, jeg er villig til at forbinde mig, jeg er villig til at bære.
Where you are, I want you to stand to your feet.
Så rejs dig der, hvor du står. Der, hvor du sidder.
God does not need lazy threads.
Gud kan ikke bruge de der dovne tråde.
Tonight we're going to dedicate ourselves.
I aften skal vi indvie os selv.
Some of you, God wants to trust you with the burden of prayer.
Der er nogle af jer, som Gud vil betro en bønnebyrde.
Some of you, God is going to give you resource.
Der er nogle af jer, Gud vil give ressourcer.
And because you said yes to tonight.
Og fordi du siger ja i aften.
God is going to trust you with more.
Så vil Gud betro dig mere.
I want you just to hold the hand of the person next to you or put it on their shoulder, whatever.
Hold lige vedkommende ved siden af dig i hånden eller tag den på skulderen.
And let's make a giant net.
Og lad os lave et kæmpe net.
Let's cross
også
even
på,
the aisles.
På tværs af,
the aisles.
Af rækkerne
cross
også.
The aisles. Yeah, let's one big net.
Et stort net.
Even in the balcony. Come on, let's
selv
join.
På balkongen. Lad os.
Not five nets. Come on, join.
Ikke fem
join.
Net. Se om I kan få fat i hinanden også
join.
På balkongen.
Join in the aisles. That's it.
Don't,
I know they smell a bit funny.
Jeg ved godt, de lugter lidt underligt.
They look a bit funny.
Og ser lidt underligt ud.
But it's another thread in the net.
Men det er en anden tråd i nettet.
We're in this together.
Vi er her sammen.
And take 1 minute. I want you to pray for the thread on the left and pray for the thread on the right.
Tag 1 minut, hvor du lige beder for tråden til højre og til venstre for dem. Forhåbentlig kender du deres navn.
Come on, lift your voice and pray for them.
Løft din stemme.
Say, Lord, strengthen them.
Sig, Herre, styrk
they
dem.
Stood to their feet.
De rejste sig.
They are part of the answer.
De er en del af svaret.
Bless them.
Velsign dem.
Strengthen them.
Styrk dem.
Increase them.
Forøg dem.
Favor them.
Giv dem gunst.
Enlarge them.
Udvid dem.
Prosper them.
Giv dem fremgang.
Heal them.
Helbred dem.
Change them.
Forvandl dem.
Come on, let a net get strong tonight.
Lad nettet blive stærkt i aften.
Let the net get strong tonight.
Lad nettet blive stærkt i aften.
Father God, I pray for Johnny that you would just use him in a mighty way. Use him in this season. Use him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody in this room and you feel like you are an intercessor or you are
herinde,
a prayer? That's your contribution.
Som føler, at I er forbedere. Det er det, I kan bære med.
Anybody?
Er der nogen?
Can you get out, all the intercessors, get out of your seat and just come stand up front.
Er der føler, I er forbedere? Kan I ikke komme herop foran?
Just everyone raise their hand. It's okay. Just, I want
okay.
To do something.
Bare lige kom frem her.
Come on.
Alle jer, som føler, I er forbedere.
Come. Thank you.
Bønnekæmpere.
Something is about to break open in Denmark.
Der er noget, der skal brydes op i Danmark.
God wants to do something fresh in your town and your city.
Gud ønsker at gøre noget frisk i dit by.
Just line up across the front.
Bare stil jer her foran.
Wow, there's a powerful prayer movement here.
Der er en fantastisk bønnebevægelse her.
Honey, I want you to come as well. Grab a mic.
Skat, kom op og hjælp her og tag en mikrofon.
Okay, we're going to pray.
Vi skal be.
and I don't know what we're going to sing. I trust you guys. You're so anointed.
Og jeg ved ikke hvad vi skal synge, men jeg stoler på jer salvelse.
I love the hunger in the worship here.
Jeg elsker den sult der er i lovsangs.
And you guys are all very talented and you're all very anointed.
I er talentfulde, men I er også salvede.
And you all have a wonderful spirit.
Og I har en vidunderlig ånd.
You have such an anointing on your life.
Der er sådan en salvelse over dit liv.
Your voice brings breakthrough.
Din stemme bringer gennembrud.
And when you begin to sing,
og når du begynder at synge,
you don't even see this.
Så ser du det ikke engang.
But things begin to change in the atmosphere.
Men der er ting der forandrer sig i atmosfæren.
And so the more you continue to walk with Jesus,
så jo mere du vandrer med
the
Jesus,
the stronger he's going to increase the anointing on your life.
Stærkere vil han forøge den salvelse over dit liv. Gud har salvet dig.
I don't know you, but I
kender
dig
ikke.
Thank you, Father, for my sister.
Tak far for min søster.
Increase anointing, Lord.
Forøg din salvelse.
Prabhu siyata. Just more of you, more. All the worship team anointed for more.
Lord, hele lovsangsgruppen salvet for mere. Salvet til mere.
Anointed for more.
Salvet for mere.
The percussion. You are a David.
Du er en David.
You are a David. You are a David.
Du er en David.
Your God has anointed you as a David.
Han har salvet
dig. God is put inside of you a dance that is so undignified to the world, but it's so holy
Gud
to Him.
Gud har lagt en dans i dig,
you are to never lose your passion.
Så ikke værdig for verden,
coming for you.
Men der er mere,
there's
der kommer til dig.
For you.
Der er mere,
there's
der kommer til dig.
For you.
Der er mere til dig.
Come out the front.
Kom
here.
Herude
come out the front
foran.
Here. Come out the front here. Come out the front here. Your name is David.
Du er en David.
I did not know that.
Det vidste jeg ikke.
Are you serious?
Seriøst?
I shouldn't be shocked. You are a psalmist, and God wants to give you a fresh song.
Du er en salmist, og Gud vil give dig en frisk ild og salvelse. Mere end du nogensinde har haft.
Yes, Lord. Songs for the nation.
Sange til nationerne. Sange til nationerne. Sange til nationerne.
God is birthing things in you now. He's putting it inside of you now.
Now.
He's putting his seed inside of you. Intercessors pray. Intercessors pray. God is anointing an intercession movement to raise a sound in the heavens.
Herre, lad den her forbederbevægelse rejse en lyd.
And you are going to pray.
Og I kommer til at bede.
Not just for revival.
Ikke bare for vækkelse.
But God told he told the disciples.
Men Gud sagde til disciplerne.
He said pray for laborers.
Bed for arbejdere.
So I want you to turn around and face the net.
Så vend jer om for at bede og kig ud på nettet.
And I want you to start declaring over them.
Og begynd at erklære over dem.
Laborer.
Høstarbejder. Høstarbejder. Salvet. Forøgelse.
So, I want you to lift your hands all over this auditorium.
Løft jeres hænder, hvor end I er her.
Father, we declare a supernatural anointing on this net.
Vi erklærer en overnaturlig salvelse over det her net.
Unity in the church.
Enhed i kirken.
Strength in the church.
Styrke i kirken.
And Lord, revival for Denmark.
Og Herre, vækkelse for Danmark.
Lord, you told us to pray for laborers.
Herre, du har sagt, vi skal bede om høstarbejder.
Lord, heal the sick.
Herre, helbred de syge.
Raise the dead.
Rejs de døde op.
Cleanse the lepers.
Rens de spedalske.
Drive out demons.
Uddriv dæmonerne.
And strengthen the church in Denmark.
Og styrk kirken i Danmark.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name. Come
I
on,
Jesu
take a
navn.
Minute to pray.
Brug noget tid på at bede. Far, vi beder lige nu. Vi beder om, at du vil udgive din ånd, som aldrig før. Fra det yngste barn til den ældste borger. At her, at verden vil kigge på Danmark og føle, at der kommer lys herfra. At himlen over Danmark vil begynde at åbnes over Skandinavien, over Europa, og over til vest og til øst i Jesu navn. Og skal vi bede for forbederne, hvis forbederne lige vil vende jer om. Og løft jeres hænder til at modtage.
There's a fire about to fall on the intercessors.
Vi beder.
Thank you, Lord.
En indgivelse af en seergave.
Right now, right now, right
now.
Autoritet lige nu.
At når de beder, så vil dæmoner fly. Så vil der være ting, der bliver bundet. Mere autoritet.
Thank you, Lord.
Ild i deres mund.
Thank you, Lord.
Og en
Thank
byrde
you, Lord.
For deres kirke, for, nation, for deres yeah. station, for deres byer. Og jeg beder imod kontrollerende ånder, rivale ånder, som påvirker forbedrere. Beskyt dem nu, Herre, at de vil være den største støtte for deres præster, for tjenester og for deres kirke. I Jesu navn. Giv dem mere, 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 Herre. Giv dem mere, giv dem mere. Så rammer os. Mere, Herre, mere så.
Let the fire of God fall on the prayer team. Let it fall on the prayer team. Let it fall on the prayer team. Rebo si ande se ke rebo si. Ya, 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 ya.
Come, Jesus. Abarrando nos te kere dere 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 dere.
The power moves in a fresh way. Lay hands on the sick, lay hands on the dead, lay hands on anything that is willing, and you will see the heart rise that is burning for even more, says the Lord, even more. Even more,
even more,
even more. Thank you, Lord. Come on, why don't we pray? Why don't we sing? Fire
sing.
Fall down.
Fire fall down.
Fire fall down. Fire fall down. Fire fall down. Fire
Fire fall down, fire fall down, fast we pray.
Fire on the apostles, fire on the disciples.
Ild på apostlerne, ild på disciplerne.
Pastor Jakob,
og din kone.
I don't know how to say this. I feel like my heart has been knitted with yours in only just 2 days.
Jeg føler mit hjerte er blevet strikket sammen med jeres hjerte de her dage.
And what I shared earlier.
Og det jeg delte tidligere.
I see it come to pass.
Jeg ser det komme til at ske.
Because there is a wonderful movement that is willing to stand behind you.
Fordi der er en vidunderlig bevægelse, som vil stå bag dig og med dig.
And there will be other disciples that come alongside.
Og der kommer andre disciple op sammen med dig.
Other apostles that come alongside.
Andre apostler kommer sammen med dig.
And they will help bring the supernatural catch back to the shores.
Og de vil hjælpe med at få den overnaturlige fangst ind på bredden.
There are people that are going to come alongside to raise your hands.
Der kommer folk for at løfte dine hænder ved siden af dig.
In the weariness of the last season.
Og den træthed der har været den sidste sæson. Fjenden troede han vandt. Men det gjorde han ikke.
God has held your net together.
Fordi Gud har holdt dit net sammen. Overnaturligt.
And I want some of the team to come and stand behind
kom
him.
Kom nogen fra jer. Teamet, kom og stå jer sammen med ham.
Og løft hans hænder. Come, Pastor, come.
Kom herop på scenen.
Bring your lovely wife.
Kom herop på scenen sammen med din vidunderlige kone.
Come.
Hvis du kan, så kom herop.
Pastor Lars, you can come. And Joe, whoever, I mean some of the key team.
Nogen fra tjenesteteamet, kom herop og hjælp med at løfte hænderne.
I want you to lift their hands.
I skal løfte deres hænder.
Honey, come. We're going to pray for the leaders of this movement.
Vi skal bede for lederne
on,
i den her bevægelse.
Net.
Lad os være
let's
et brunt fyldt
lift
net.
Hands.
Lift
hands.
Jeres hænder.
Like Moses, lift hands.
Som Moses
so
løftede hænder.
Alone. You thought you were alone.
Du troede, du var alene.
No one knew,
du troede, der ikke var nogen, der vidste det, men Gud vidste det. Og han siger, det som fjenden ville det vil jeg vende om, og jeg vil slå ham og få ham til at betale. Han skal betale dobbelt. Det kommer til at komme til livet, det der. Kom til livet! Kom til livet! Kom til livet!
Kom til livet!
Kom til livet!
Impartation of your glory, God! Glory!
Herlighed! Din herlighed er
stand again, rise again, run again! I have called you! I have chosen you! Rake sarabosi andalasi! Kombrasi andalasi andalabosi! Let your fire strengthen. The fire of the enemy came, but God used it to refine. God used it to hone. And he's pulling out the layers of betrayal, the layers of bitterness, the layers of burden. And he says, my son, that is my son in whom I am well pleased. Oh, even the weights that nobody knows, the fears, even that which you said, Lord, I did this wrong.
Greater days.
A fresh encounter. Fresh.
Frisk møde.
Thank you, son. Thank you.
Tak,
søn. I hear heaven say, thank you, my son.
Himlen siger, tak. Tak,
thank
min
you,
søn.
My son.
Tak, min søn.
We bless you, Lord. Rabosianda. Come on, that's it. Worship the Lord tonight. Worship
His
name tonight.
Praise Him.
Rabosianda. Her ability,
I can dream again. Jesu navn.
Thank you, Lord. Silas. I've been watching you all week.
Jeg har set på dig hele ugen her.
It's not hard to watch you.
Det er ikke så svært at få øje på dig jo.
Because you're very strong.
Fordi du er stærk.
And very big.
Og stor.
But just like your physical stature is so impressive.
Men ligesom at din fysiske fremtræden er så imponerende.
God has put a giant in you.
Har Gud også sat en kæmpe i dig.
And a giant killing anointing upon
og
you.
Og en kæmpe ihjelslående salvelse.
There is no thing that is impossible for your future.
Intet der er umuligt for din fremtid.
I don't know where your wife is.
Jeg ved ikke hvor din kone er.
Is she here?
Er hun her?
What's your name?
Hvad hedder du?
Christine. I think I met you the other day. Nice to meet you. There's a mantle of leadership and grace and glory coming upon you both that you have asked for when you were younger.
Der er en kappe af lederskab og salvelse og noget, som jeg har bedt om, da I var yngre.
And you like, God, I don't know if I can.
Og jeg tænkte, Gud, jeg ved ikke om jeg kan.
But I want to serve you all my life.
Men jeg ønsker at tjene dig med
I'll
hele mit liv.
Anywhere.
Jeg vil gå hvor som
I'll
helst.
Do anything.
Jeg vil gøre hvad som helst.
You prayed these sort of prayers
before. Jeg
bedt
den her slags bønner.
And God says, I heard you.
Og Gud siger, jeg har hørt jer.
I've taken you at your word.
Jeg har taget jer på ordet.
For I've put in you a heart of David.
Fordi jeg har sat et Davids hjerte i dig.
I put in you the heart of David.
Jeg har puttet Davids hjerte i dig.
It's this anointing on your life.
En salvelse på dit liv.
Let your fire fall on this more. He's going to put a burden for this nation.
He's put the nation in your heart.
Han lægger nationen i dit hjerte, på dit hjerte.
He's put the nation on your heart.
Nationen på dit hjerte.
Just put the nation on your heart.
Oh, and it won't just be for this nation. There'll be the nations. There'll be regions. There'll be more. There'll be more. So God, we declare a fresh anointing on this couple. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it now. That's it. There it is. Fresh anointing. That's the presence of God. A fresh anointing. What about a spiritual mother? You will be a spiritual mother to many. I see many lonely ones coming alongside and finding a home. You are a restorer.
Du er en, der genopretter.
You are a restorer of the broken.
Du er den, der genopretter de brudte.
God says, I can trust you.
Gud siger, jeg kan stole på dig.
He says, I can trust your womb.
Han siger, jeg kan stole på din livmor.
And so you're going to birth things for me.
Du vil føde noget derfor.
I can trust you.
Jeg kan stole dig.
Thank you, my daughter.
Tak, min datter.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, min datter.
Just release an anointing.
For
you know, all the pastors, lift your hands. All the pastors.
Løft hænderne.
I'm praying for a grace for the net builders of the land.
Jeg vil gerne bede om en nåde for dem, der bygger net her i landet.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Thank you, Lord. Bless Anna. Just begin to pray for your pastors. Can the rest of the church just read your hands? Just pray for the pastors.
Ræk ud, begynd at bede for jeres pastor.
If you know the name of your pastor, pray for him by name.
Hvis I kender navnet på jeres pastor,
pray for her by name.
Ved navn.
Start to declare.
Bare begynd at
erklære. Come on, let's let the wave, let the powerful net.
Lad der komme et kraftigt net her. Lad en bølge komme.
Lighthouse, that you would be a lighthouse.
You will be a lighthouse
to the nation. You will be a lighthouse to the region. A lighthouse to the nation. A lighthouse to the region.
Not just this country, but Scandinavia, the continent, the continent.
Scandinavian. Scandinavian.
A lighthouse.
It fyrtårn.
See that word? That it's gonna be tall and strong, and it'll shed light to many who are looking for guidance. Father, a fresh anointing. Lord, would let it be an impartation of the apostolic for greater.
Thank you, Lord, for greater. Lord, I thank you for Joel. I thank you for Joel and his wife. God, I pray an impartation of your fire. Lord, everything he's believing for, mark him, Lord. Mark him with power. I thank you, Lord, that every part of this journey would continue. Lord, I pray a branding on his spirit, a branding that is so immovable. God, I thank you. Continue to refine him, sharpen him, shapen him, increase his authority. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you would give him even greater, use him in a mighty way.
In a mighty way, we pray for Tobias, Lord. Dorabosete,
Father, bless him.
Bless him. Anoint his gift. Let him be a digger of the word, a revelation carrier, one who knows your voice, knows your voice, knows your voice. Rabosi anda rabose. Thank you, Lord, for my brother. Thank you, Lord. Dorabose. Dorabasi anda rabose. Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this apostolic Father. Father, I thank you, it's just the beginning. And Lord, we declare that this week was significant for so many reasons. But Lord, that you brought it to our orbit. And Lord, I pray a phenomenal return, a harvest that is exponential. Let him discern your voice amongst the many voices trying to speak. And let God move with unprecedented.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, come on.
Come.
That's it.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Tear me down and some more.